Chapter 3. I'm sorry, Miss Price, but the bank cannot grant the loan if you do not provide some form of security.
And can you tell me where I might get hold of it at this time of day?
I'm afraid I can't.
Are you completely heartless? Do you realise that if we don't pay off the debt, we'll lose our deposit?
Miss Price, believe me, my hands are tied. You're unemployed, and so are your partners. If you had a guarantor, or if there was some property that belonged to you or the other company, that would change everything.
But if I had a job, a guarantor, or property, I wouldn't be here asking for a loan, would I?
I realise that, but we're talking about a hefty amount. What would happen if you couldn't pay the instalments?
If the business were to go under, God forbid, we could sell the premises and pay off the debts with the proceeds.
At the risk of sounding obstructive, at present you have no premises, so how can you sell something you don't have?
I know perfectly well that I don't have any premises, and that is precisely why I'm asking you for the frigging loan. No, sorry, I didn't mean to be rude. No, don't hang up, please. Oh, bloody hell. I snap, slamming the cordless down on the table.
How can anybody be that dense? And what am I going to tell the girls?
I want to cry. We'd used all that was left of our savings to put down a deposit on that little bistro. Debbie has even given up her flat and moved back in with her parents. It wasn't exactly our lifelong dream, but what with the times we live in and the unemployment figures nowadays, we seem to spend all our time running from one recruitment agency to another, and we've got no prospects. 3 graduates chucked out on the street by globalisation without so much as a clue as to what we could have done to offend it. And I'm even a fan of it, for God's sake. I'd almost found something. It lasted about 10 days. Just the time from when I got the call confirming the start of the research programme until the time when it was postponed to an unspecified date. It was a 6-year project to be carried out at Oxford, where I was doing my master's. Everything was ready. Documents, equipment, European funding. The only thing missing was my signature on the contract, but it all went up in smoke before I even managed to find a decent suit for the meeting. The reasons they gave me? Overstaffing, insufficient funds, new priorities, change of direction. The real reasons, thanks to my bloody abominable luck, Andrea Holden, beloved daughter of well-known MP Gregory Holden, had just graduated in sociology with a thesis on the impact of permanent makeup upon mass communication media. The ink wasn't dry on it before Daddy Dearest had organised for the darling creature a series of European conferences on the importance of the image in Western countries. I'd made a bitchy comment on the fact less than 2 weeks before when I'd come across it in one of the university blogs, but I'd decided to ignore it, not imagining that it would concern me directly. And to think I'd actually felt a bit sympathetic for Gregory Holden, at the idea of an intelligent person like that desperately attempting the impossible, to save a daughter as useless as his from poverty and disgrace. Come on, who wouldn't have done the same? Put your hand on your conscience and ask yourself if you wouldn't have tried everything possible to improve your offspring's CV by pulling a few strings to get her into some conferences of international importance. Of course, going from that to finding her a job for the next 6 years using my research funds, just long enough for her to hook up with some brilliant professor of noble birth. The sad reality is that not only had she nicked my job, she'd also pinched my hypothetical husband, the thieving cow. Months later, I found out I'd been wrong about that too. The aim was not to give her time to set herself up. No, it was nothing to do with a 6-month contract. It was a permanent teaching position, with my researcher's job as the sweetener. Dear old Daddy didn't want to find her a husband to try and breed out the genetic errors in his grandchildren, but to make sure that his beloved bird brain of a daughter was tasked with the preparation of thousands of students. Malleable, fee-paying clay, by definition, in order to reduce our cultural elite to the level of stupidity for those, like her, who need Wikipedia to get ahead in life. It was a diabolical plot to dumb down cultural standards and boost the employment figures. I was